Thank you for joining me here today. It's a super important show. Many of us have lost family and relatives to suicide for our people that have served. And so this is very near and dear to my heart. Thank you so much for taking this message out. Really is important.
No problem, no problem. It's good to be here and thank you for having me.
Thank you. Deb, could you give me permission to record? Hold on. There we go.
You good?
Okay, good. Thank you. Did you give me permission? Yeah. All right, sweet. Thank you. If you're ready, Commander, I am ready to go. If you are, you ready?
Let's rock and roll.
Let's do it. Rock and roll.
You
Is it going to
bet.
be Pink Floyd or is it more like
Whatever
which
you
one would you
like. I'm
like me
easy
to
to
be
please.
today? I can be
Whatever
Pink
you
Floyd,
wish.
I can be Vanilla Fudge, I'm not going to be any
Nice.
of the new groups that say they're rock and roll groups
Yeah,
because that's
no, I
just
like
not
classic
true.
rock. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
like
classic rock is better.
Maroon 5 is not a rock group. Sorry.
Right.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, welcome to a very special segment of the Dr. Pat Show. One of the largest veterans organizations is asking all of us here to share the Legion's mission to be the one. Now, let me tell you what this means. For those of us that have had family that have served our country and have come back, but could not live the life that they thought they wanted to live and have taken their lives, this show is for all of the families, all of the people that are not aware of what's happening, but it's more than that. It's a call to action. And joining me today is Commander Daniel Seehofer, joining me here today, American Legion National Commander. He's joining me here today as somebody that not only understands what it's like for the state of affairs, for people that serve, for people that go abroad, for people that give their all for our country. And yet, even after all of that, for whatever reason that is, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. They just can't be on this planet anymore. Today's show is for all of those folks, but all of the folks that we can prevent, that we can prevent. We can be the one. You can be the one to stop veteran suicide. Commander, thank you for joining me here today.
Oh, Dr. Pat, very good to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
I'm not kidding. There are those of us that have watched this happen. I've watched it happen multiple times in my life. Everything from, being very young through the Vietnam War to find out Uncle Johnny is not here anymore, but he didn't really pass away in the war. And then to go through the other wars and just watch. And as a matter of fact, one of the Congress people here in the state of Washington and I did a show, we actually did a series to try to help prevent this, to try to really create a campaign for folks to get help. I want to ask you, what are you seeing is your call to action? If you had to put a 3-point command post in place to stop this, what would you love to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it in the introduction when you talk about a plan of action and let's spring into action. You know, when you have those statistics out there, and this is the one I've been using, not the 17, 18, 22 per day, but this one really says it. 135,000 veterans since 9/11 have taken their lives. Do you know that is more than all the deaths combined from Korea to present?
Yeah.
This
Well, I think
is
a
a
lot of people
crisis.
don't. It is a crisis, and I don't think we know. And don't you think, Commander, even with the movies that have come out, and there haven't been a whole lot of them, I will say that, but even with the
Right.
movies that have come out to try to tell the story, they don't even come close to it, do they?
No, absolutely not. That's why we're springing into action by embracing this mission of ours, be the one. We want to be that one to save one, one at a time. That's the number that we're holding up. And in our photos, we're always putting the number one, you know, one at a time. That's how we're going to do it. And we're taking the next step, and we're very being serious about this, because we're doing a training aspect on it as well. Not just gimmicks, but actually learning from top-notch universities how to help us. We want to be the number one, the largest veterans organization in the world to be trained in this. We want to be leaders, not just in the number-wise, but because a life of a veteran is important to us, as well as their family members. So we have, go ahead.
I want to ask you about that. I want to ask you about the family members, because, you know, what I found in working with the VA, I mean, I found that, I hate to say it, but the family members don't know. They don't even know what they don't know. They don't know the signs. They don't see it. And
right.
You know, it could be a combination of things. It could be they really don't know, or they see it. They don't know what to do, so they're in denial. How do we help the families as well? Because without the family support, you know, this is going to be a long journey.
Absolutely. That's why the very first thing we do is we're asking. I mean, that is the most important question, because people feel uncomfortable or scared to even ask it. Do you think you're going to, or you feel that you want to hurt yourself or take your life or have suicidal ideations? We're asking, and even some of our veterans are like, wow, that's more of a family issue. And you just said it too. You know, even families don't really, well, I don't want to get in the business. I probably am overthinking or something. But we need to ask those questions, because it really follows up with then our next thing is that we do is we listen. We're listen. As I'm a ordained minister within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, so I've done a lot of training and things like that. And I'm not an expert counselor by no means. But when I do have people coming in and say, Pastor, can you have a minute? Well, we know that's more than a minute. But what I'll do is I'll listen, and sometimes I listen for a long time, and they'll be done, and they'll be like, you know, Pastor, I feel so much better. I didn't say a word. Sometimes people need to just get off their phone for a little bit and have that one-on-one conversation and just vent, just let things out and walk through certain things. And it's like, yeah, somebody does care.
Yeah.
Somebody took the time to listen to me. I'm not saying that's just the magic wand or the magic pill, but it certainly does help, because I think you would know as well, sometimes suicide is reactionary and it's quick.
Yeah.
People think, I'm doing it, and boom, it happens, you know. And if they have just time to pause and to talk and to think about things, it doesn't happen. I hear that a lot. But I have so many, Dr. Pat, I have so many people tap me on the shoulder and say, you know something, when you talked about this, Commander, you know, that was me. And you know something, this organization or this family has saved my life, has changed my life.
Yeah.
So we are making a difference.
You know, I want to stop for a minute. I want to make sure everybody knows before we get too far into this, what is the website? Where do they go for information? What is the best way for people to find out more?
Absolutely. So the suicide prevention, we have that as a separate. So that's betheone.org, betheone.org. And we can even you can even sign up for training and learn more about things dealing with the suicide prevention and specifically our mission. And knowing more about the American Legion, just simply go to legion.org.
And I want to say this to everyone. Many of you have heard me tell the story of my mom who committed suicide. And it is like Reverend Commander just said, you know, these are things that happen in an instant. But can you imagine what would happen if somebody heard a kind word, or somebody were acknowledged for not only what they did, but their service and how valuable they are? You know, simple words sometimes can stop an action. Don't you think that's true, Commander?
Oh, absolutely. I can testify to it. It has happened. That's why I get taps on my shoulder and people coming up. And, you know, I'm not in an office. I'm on the road. Today I am, because I'm doing all these interviews, but I'm on the road. I've already been around the world. I've been visiting all these states, and I get it at every place I go to. They say, Commander, what you talked about was me. And yes, just that simple pause, that simple, hey, you're doing a great job, or thank you for your service type thing, that does make a difference. It really does.
I want to talk about
it really
two things
does.
That are important that you do. I want to get through some of the actions you all are taking. One, I want to talk about the buddy checks. And then we're going to talk about, which is a conundrum and a mystery to me. And I've never understood it. I've talked to congresspeople, and I never understand, one, the notion of cutting benefits for VA healthcare and VA mental health. I mean, every time I hear something like that, I just think, what world are you living in? But more importantly, what they should do differently. But what are the buddy checks? Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, I think that's something that we kind of were addressing just a little earlier, and that is to just be aware. I mean, the buddy check, just as it is, being that friend, that buddy. And some people will say, well, is that just a Legion thing and you got to be a member? And it's like, no, anybody can be that. Just calling up somebody, right? And saying, hey, how are you doing? In fact, when you talked about the VA, we started this many years ago, and now they have jumped on. They thought it was such a great idea, so they have implemented it. Last year, October, was their very first kickoff, and they're going to do it again. And how great is to be using our idea? We don't care. But to have millions being contacted. That is going to make a difference. They're not just a number. They're a person, and they're a veteran.
And it's so simple.
And exactly.
It's so simple, Commander.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's so interesting you say that. My first interview with in Washington State with one of the directors in the VA and Congressman Jim McDermott. Oh, my gosh, it had to be almost 20 years ago when we started to have this conversation. But you all are taking extraordinary action. I want to talk about one particular group. And, you know, my family, after serve, some of them went to the National Guard and continued to serve. You know, sometimes when it's in your blood, you just keep going. But the National Guard seems to be different, is it?
Well, the National Guard, I'll tell you what, since I visited as well, many stations there, and it's not just the weekend warrior type thing that they get named. You know, that was back in the day. These people, these veterans are serving way more than almost the active. Talking about stress and separation from family and retention. These are issues that, you know, as you talk to Congress and senators as well, I did the same thing. We need to also care for them. And another thing, too, is that, you know, those GI benefits are different for the Guard, too, which we need to address. So all these things, I mean, do play a part. That's why, I mean, when we talk about changing lives and saving lives, this is what it's about as well for us in the American Legion.
You know, the bottom line is, what is the tag phrase? I've modified it. You know, we don't leave any person behind. We don't leave any person behind. You hear that from the military. I've heard it most of my life, you know, although it used to be we don't leave any man behind, but now we're like, we don't leave any person behind. However, when we look at this, I fear that there are some people being left behind. We've mentioned one group, which is the National Guard, and nobody really understands their journey. First of all, you're in the National Guard and you have to tell your boss, oh, oopsie, going to be away. But let's talk about the other group.
Right.
Let's talk about the group that was so instrumental in the airplane landing in the Hudson. You know, let's talk about this group that comes off the cold shores of Alaska to save people. Let's talk about this group. We call them the Coast Guard. How are they handled?
Yeah, so, you know, that's a good lead to this, because, you know, when we have the bad word, the government shutdown thing, you know,
oh my God.
That's one of our that's one of our legislative priorities, is to continue to pay the Coast Guard, you know. So our other branches of the military are covered under DOD, and I don't know if our listeners know that the Coast Guard is under now Homeland Security.
Yeah.
So when the government went and shut down back in 2019, and it was right during December, right over the holidays, you know, Christmas, New Year, and they were shut down. They still worked, but they did not get a paycheck. So I'm proud to say that the American Legion, this is where we take these things seriously. We stepped up to the plate and worked with their top-notch leadership within the Coast Guard, and we gave a $1.4 million grant to those in need, especially the junior enlisted Coast Guard. And we're proud of that. You know, eventually, yeah, the pay was reinstated, but talking about the anxiety, you're right. Talking about being left behind, you know, continue to get paid and talk. And this all leads into those anxieties, you know, dealing with family, because we also know with suicide, two big things is financial and relationships.
Yep.
I mean, so even before we had the Be the One, we were out there in the forefront, you know, helping our Coast Guard. So we certainly do not want them to say that, you know, they are not as important. Mm-hmm. They are important. We want to take care of them as well.
And I don't think people understand that, you know, before a person gets to the, let's just say gets to the edge of the ledge, right? It's a multidimensional aspect of suicide. It's not a one thing, but you never know what's going to put somebody over. You don't know what put my mom
That's
over,
right.
But I do know what put my mom over. So I want to talk about one last thing here. I know you've got to run. I want to talk about something that we don't talk about enough that I know you are advocates for. Somehow we say we value our military and we have them live in barracks that are substandard. I mean, I just don't get that. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in New York in the projects, and I've been to some barracks, and I've looked at some barracks, and I've asked myself, what country is this? Where are we living, people? I mean, and yet we don't understand that if you're serving in the military, these things matters. What are y'all doing for that?
Yeah, so we have created what we call the BASE program, and this is really honing in on the quality of life issues.
Yes, it is.
So when I go, especially overseas, or I go to any base, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to make sure, because, you know, I'm not in the top-notch military. I don't have a star, or I'm in the command, and I maybe got to follow the protocol or whatever. I can advocate. No one's over me.
Right. That's
so
right.
I have 3 million family members within the American Legion that are saying, hey, we're behind you, and I'm coming into a base. Mm-hmm. I'm not an inspector general, but I want to make sure, are the military personnel in uniform, do they have the means to complete the mission?
Yeah.
And Dr. Pat, you are 100% right. If they're living in trash, that needs to be corrected, and it needs to be corrected now.
Yeah,
right.
It needs to be corrected now because
same, yeah,
yeah. So right, here's the deal. It's about trust. You tell me you value me, how important we are, and then you put me in some kind of substandard living arrangement. Families know this, spouses, partners, they know this. Look, I want to thank you for today. One last question. What's your personal message? And please remind everybody how they can support you.
Yeah, so simply, I would say just go to legion.org, learn more about what the American Legion is all about. I mean, there's so many things, Dr. Pat. I mean, just the simple say of thank you for your service. But, you know, to learn more about Be the One, learn more about those training exercises. And I guess the bottom line is this, you know, just be a part of the family if you are able to, continue those buddy checks. But more importantly, just to know who we are about. We're here to change lives and save lives. Mm-hmm. That's the American Legion. And
thank
we thank
you,
you for what you do as well.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. And I want to tell everybody, Be the One, ONE.org, Be the One. Please pay it forward. Please pass it on. Commander, thank you for your service.
No problem. Thank you for having me again.
You bet. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.